So could you tell me where you were born?
I was born in Woodstock, Vermont, near an old covered bridge, 1897. And I think maybe I was probably 7 years old. My folks moved to Duane.
Who were your parents?
Don Clough from Norwich, Vermont, was my father. My mother, how we ever got to meet her, I don't know. A minister said to me, "Was this all going over that thing?"
Yeah.
All right, I better keep still then.
No, no.
A minister said to me once, he said, "Well, I don't know how you ever got here. That's a mystery." And I said, "No, that wasn't a mystery. My father was from Norwich, Vermont, and my mother lived down here in the house near the Tamarack. My grandfather, Carey, built that place. And my mother was a twin. Her name was Minnie Carey, and her twin sister's name was Maddie. So naturally, Aunt Maddie was the dearest thing in my mother's life. That's how I got stuck with Maddie." I was Maddie Clough, C-L-O-U-G-H. And then I married Elmer in 1919.
How did your father meet your mother?
I don't know. That is the mystery. He must have come out here. I think they were a little distantly related, and I think he came out here maybe on a visit or a trip, and he met my mother. Anyway, we took her back to Woodstock, and that's where they lived, and that's where I was born. My sister Katie was born. Then they moved back here, and Nellie was born in the hotel.
Oh, so when your parents moved back here, they moved across the road into the hotel?
Well, they moved down the building near Selker, down near Charlie Selker's, and he worked in a sawmill for a while. Then they came up here and moved into the hotel when my Aunt Ella's husband died.
So when they first came here, your father worked in the sawmill?
Yes.
Where was that exactly?
Well, let me see, Robert. That was, I can't tell you exactly, but it's between Barbara Gale's and you know the little stand where Frank Van Wert had a stand? Well, that.
So the sawmill was down near Frank Van Wert's?
Well, it was across the road down there, down in the hollow down there. There was a sawmill there, and Charlie's Selkirk run the sawmill, and his house was built in the location where the Van Wert camp is. It burned down years ago.
You remember seeing the sawmill?
Oh yes, I can remember. I used to go to school down here to the other school. Used to walk what we call the tenement house down below that up to the school. Everybody walked to school in those days. There were no buses.
What did the sawmill look like?
Well, I don't know, Robert, just exactly what it did. Just like a sawmill of, you see, most anywhere. I don't just remember.
What river did it power?
I don't know.
Must have had a dam in that pond.
I think there was. I don't know, but there's a pond there. And it was a small one, but there was a mill pond there. I don't know what they did call it.
Who worked with your father in there?
I don't know. I was too small to remember.
Can you remember seeing the log sleds coming down the road?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, that's what they did.
Right. And did you live in what they call the tenement house?
Yes, there were three families in it. We lived in the middle part.
Was it three stories high?
No, there was an upstairs and downstairs, it's just, well. And a family by the name of Bushes lived on one side, and we lived in the middle, and a family by the name of Saunders lived in the other side.
Where was that house located?
Well, that was located down below on that flat on the left-hand side going down below the sawmill, below Van Wert's cabin. Only it was on the left-hand side. There's a flat there along there. Well, mm-hmm. That's where it used to sit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was it painted on the outside?
Yes.
Oh. So how many rooms did your family have?
Well, that was one, two, three, there was five. Mm-hmm. Wasn't too much. Of course, it was just Katie and I at that time.
Was Nellie born there?
No, Nellie was born in the hotel.
Mm-hmm. What was the living room like in there? What kind of furniture did they have?
Well, I don't just remember what they had now. My father had an old graphophone with a big horn. And there were stands and rocking chairs and other chairs. Nothing very elaborate.
Mm-hmm. Were the floors covered with rugs?
Yes, we had rugs on the floors.
Mm-hmm. Handmade? Hmm? Were the rugs handmade or were they bought?
Well, most of them were handmade. Mm-hmm. Yes, most everybody that had any rugs those days, they were handmade.
What were the beds like?
Well, some were four-posters, and most of them. Some of them were just wrought iron, you know, steel. Mm-hmm. A lot of them were. A great high headboards and lower at the foot.
What kind of a bed did you sleep in as a girl there?
Oh, I slept in it was a wrought iron bed, a steel bed, with my sister Katie.
Mm-hmm. Were there any boys in the family?
No.
Did people have curtains on their windows in that house?
Oh, yes, everybody had curtains. And
what were they like?
Well, they were cotton or something, you know. Maybe something sent away from God, but maybe a little bit different than we have now, but not too much. But I think they're more cotton or voile-like.
What was the kitchen like?
Well, there was an old home comfort stove and a great big table with five legs, four on one on each side and one in the middle, and some kitchen chairs, a kitchen cabinet. Mm-hmm. That's about all there was to it.
Were they painted, the chairs and table and cabinet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did people in those days leave their... they painted most of their kitchen furniture, didn't they?
Yes, they painted most of it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did they ever paint chairs that were in the living room?
No, they were varnished, mostly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What were the floors like in the house?
Oh, they were white boards, and they were painted. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any lamps in the ceiling to light
with?
Oh,
no, there was no electricity here in those days. It was never in electricity here until 1948. Mm-hmm. You see, the first electric light that was turned on in this town was at the head of Gerald's casket, our oldest son. Mm-hmm. April 26, 1948.
So you had the first electricity in town?
Yes, mm-hmm. I did.
Did your father got his wood for the house from the sawmill?
Mm-hmm.
How did he bring it to the house?
Well, it was just a little ways. He'd bring in a horse and sled. Nobody had no cars in them days.
Mm-hmm. Did your father own a horse?
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
One or a team of horses?
Oh, he just had one.
Did the family have a buggy or anything?
Yes, we had a buggy. Mm-hmm. Buggy. For the summer and sleigh in the winter.
Mm-hmm. Did you have quilts and coats to protect you in the winter from the cold?
Oh yes, we made our own quilts. Mm-hmm. We didn't make our blankets, we bought them, but of course, years ago, people raised all their garden stuff, and you didn't go to Malone very often. If you went to Malone two or three times a year, that's often as you'd go. But you made your own bread and did all of your own cooking, and had a garden and raised all your own vegetables. Had kerosene lamps.
What did you make your sheets out of? Or did you buy your sheets?
Well, we usually bought our sheets. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you could buy sheeting and make your own sheets, but I think our folks always bought them ready made.
Did they have quilting bees to make the...
Yes, they used to have quilting bees. And people would congregate and help work on it. We made all of our own quilts. I've made all my own quilts all my life. I don't have a quilt that isn't homemade.
Mm-hmm. Did women used to come to your mother's house and sit mm-hmm. around and make quilts?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go around different places, quilting bees.
Who were some of the women living here when you were very
well,
young?
Well, there was a Mr. and Mrs. There was Floyd Selkirk and Grace, Mr. and Mrs. Charles Selkirk, and Mr. and Mrs. Mason Moore. And there was a family over across. I don't remember their names now. But there was a Mr. and Mrs. Boucher, Mr. and Mrs. Saunders. And then, of course, my Aunt Ella lived up here in the hotel. None of the Earls lived here then. They came later. Mm-hmm. And Myrtle and Nate Trim, and Mr. and Mrs. Alfred Sprague, and my grandfather and grandmother, Mr. and Mrs. Mason Moore, I guess I mentioned them, Mr. and Mrs. Sanford Carey.
No, those were your grandparents. The Sanford Careys were your grandparents.
No, my father, his name was James Carey.
Mm-hmm. Where was he from, James Carey?
Well, I don't know. I think the most of my folks on both sides came from England.
Uh-huh. Where was James Carey from in New York? Didn't he live in Brandon?
No, he came from Ormstown, Canada.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. About how old was he when you were living here in Duane, a young girl?
Well, I don't know, Robert. He might have been... Well, he probably wasn't over 50, I don't believe, because my grandmother, my first grandmother died. She was 49. Her name was Lucy. And then he married again, and a woman by the name of Alice, I don't remember her last name, but from away. But she died, too, late years, and my grandfather went to Randolph, Vermont, lived with my uncle, my mother's brother, mm-hmm. and he died there.
Mm-hmm. What did he do in Duane?
He was a farmer.
Mm-hmm. Were most of the people around here farmers?
Oh yes, everybody farmed. Well, I'll tell you another thing. Duane was a great hop country, a hop town. Schroeder over here had hop yards, and he hired a lot of the people, but so many people raised hops. Down that way, George Selkirk raised hops. Joe Murphy raised hops. Up this way, Frank Murphy raised hops. And the place up where Nellie is, there was a big hop kill, and they raised hops up there. And this whole town, that was a great thing. It was the hop yards. You see, Schroeder, an old German that came over from Germany, where the Fox Farm is, or where Perry's place is, mm-hmm. is the first one that come in there. And if you wanted to get more about that, Vivian Giro could tell you, or Pearl Leonard on Shepherd Street, because her father, Pearl's father, was a caretaker for Mr. Schroeder, you know, long years ago. And those people were the people from Meacham Lake that used to come. Of course, there used to be, there were two houses at Meacham Lake, two hotels. The first one burned, well, they both burned down. But they helped build the church. We never would have had any church here if it hadn't been for the Schroeders and these people that came to Meacham Lake.
The men who worked in the sawmill, did they have cows? Did your father
have
a cow?
Everybody did. Everybody did have cattle. And well, you had to. There was no cars here then. The first car I ever saw was the day Nellie was born. Now she would, not 63 years ago. I see a car go by. I was going home with Mrs. Moore. She'd been over when the doctor came, and that's the first car I ever saw. That was August 19th, and that was 63 years ago.
1907.
Mm-hmm.
When did you move here to the hotel?
Well, I don't know. You see, Aunt Ella's husband died, and then she didn't want to be alone. We moved up there, and we stayed there quite a while, and Nellie was born there. And then afterwards, we moved to that place up there.
So, she was Ella Carey, your aunt?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And who was she before she married Carey?
Well, she was Ella Carey, and then she married a man by the name of Chanette.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then when he died, well, he really killed himself. He blew his brains out down here in the barn. And then she married Elmer's brother, Gordon Haskins, and he was drowned in Lake Champlain.
Mm-hmm. What was this hotel like when you moved into it?
Well, it's just about like it is now, only had a big piazza around it. I've got a picture of it out here, the way it used to look. There's a big piazza around three sides of it, and there was a shed on the end of it. And it was, well, it didn't have this stuff on it. It had, well, what do you want to say? Well, boards on it anyway, and it was painted brown. Well, I got a picture of it out in the kitchen. With the old piazza around it.
So you lived in there with your three sisters and two sisters and your parents and your Aunt Ella?
Mm-hmm.
Were you the only four people in there?
No, there was another family in there by the name of Fred Sprague and his wife. But they weren't there very long. They moved, and I don't know why they went to Cousin Paul's, I guess. They were there a while.
Did you change furniture when you moved up here, or did you bring the same stuff with you?
Oh, I suppose we had the same things, just about.
How was this place heated over here, the hotel?
How was it heated?
Yeah.
Wood stoves. In those days, everybody, that's all you had was wood.
What barns did it have around it?
Well, there was a barn out here years ago. Well, right along the front here, there was a shed. People that used to come, it was used as a hotel years ago. I think, I don't know, who did they say, Rob? I don't know who owned it. But there were sheds, and there was places partitioned off so anybody could put a team of horses in right along the front here. Then there was a barn out here.
Mm-hmm.
But when Charlie moved in there, it tore all that stuff down.
It was a shed, it was a hotel before you moved into
it. Oh yes, it used to be run as a hotel.
Mm-hmm. Now, who was living at the Four Corners when you lived here at the hotel?
Well, your great-grandparents, I guess, lived over here. This house wasn't here. And the Burrs lived over in the other house, Bert Burrs' family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that was here.
Mm-hmm. And who were living up the road that goes to Meacham?
Well, Zeke Perkins,
Zeke?
Where Ned Lemire is, Zeke Perkins' family was there. He worked for Skinner. And then there was Bill Sprague, William Sprague, the family on the right. There was Sal Garland. That was Violet's father and mother, Mr. and Mrs. Silas Garland. That house burned down too. Then there was a family by the name of Greens on the left. But they didn't stay there very long, related to Bonnie and Nora Green. And then there's a William Sprague place. And I don't know, I guess there was no more until you got up to Meacham.
Mm-hmm. Was this road developed up here, this dirt road?
Yes, there was a road here. Years ago, this road used to be the road that went to Malone. That's before we came here.
Uh-huh.
But it went around by Studley Hill and went to Malone.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how many years before, but that's the way they used to go.
Was it a dead end when you lived up here?
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. So that must have been almost 100 years ago.
Or... Oh, yes. Easily.
Mm-hmm.
There's a family by the name of Tennysons that lived in the White Hill, in the house where the St. Denises are. They lived here in those days. I guess they're all gone now, except the youngest daughter, Rosie. I think she lived in Burke. But,
were they the only family on that road then?
No. Rob Carey owned that place where my folks bought, way up at the other end. And my folks bought it from him, my father and mother.
Mm-hmm. And who lived that way, towards Floyd Earle's?
Well, there's a by Earle place on the left, which is either tore down or something. Then there was the house where Wilbur Moore has. That was Mrs. Woods. That's Vivian's mother. She was a postmistress. Let me see. I can remember them all. Legoys lived over farther on the right. And Ed Sprague and his wife. She's dead now, and he's dead too, or lived where Francis Earle lives. And Charlie Haskins lived in the house across. They tore it down, but it's behind where Floyd Earle's place is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a great big house, not Charlie, that Charlie Haskins. You see, there were three Charlies.
Mm-hmm.
And
this old one of the Charlie Haskinses was a guide. Wasn't he in the Adirondacks?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was it his house who was
and that
big?
That was his house that was so big. That stood, well, it was back of where Floyd Earle's house is now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a man was he?
Well, he drank. How do I say that? Why, they were common, everyday people. Of course, he had a farm. Everybody had a farm, or else you starved to death. Go along once or twice a year, maybe two or three times. I'll tell you, Robert, they'd get a barrel of flour, maybe a barrel of sugar, and everything accordingly they bought that way. Of course, you couldn't raise sugar and flour.
Right.
And tea and coffee, and they'd buy a big supply of it. But their vegetables and potatoes and everything they had to raise.
Mm-hmm. So when did you move up here on this dirt road, on the dirt road behind the house?
Well, when Nellie was a baby, we moved up there. My father bought that place. And
about 1908, that probably would be.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just about. And he lumbered it off. There was a lot of lumber on it, and he lumbered it off, but he died the following July. Pneumonia.
Mm-hmm. What kind of trees were around the house when you first bought it?
Maple.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember him lumbering it down, lumbering it off? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How would he cut the trees?
Oh, we got a gang of men, got them in there, and they just, with saws, you know. Of course, there wasn't chainsaws and things like that them days. But he lumbered it off, and that's the way he paid for it.
Mm-hmm. You paid for it by improving it, in other words.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it still left a lot of trees. There was a big sugar bush up there, and they used to make maple syrup, maple sugar.
Mm-hmm. Did the men who helped him, did they eat in the house?
My mother boarded them.
But how long did it take them to cut the trees?
They were there a couple of months.
2 months. Were they neighborhood men? Mm-hmm. Were they men from around the neighborhood?
No, they were men from Hawaii. I don't know where they come from. Reynolston or somewhere. Knowlton. Huh. Men from Hawaii.
Must have had quite a few acres to cut.
Oh, they did. Quite a few. Yes, that place. Well, it didn't take it all in trees, but that place is 106 acres in it. But there probably was 50 acres they lumbered, maybe more.
What did they do with the wood? Was the sawmill still running at that time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When did the Selkirk sawmill stop running?
Well, I can't tell you exactly, but they were old people, older than my people were, and he died. And then they had to stop it, and then she died later.
Mm-hmm. And your father died of pneumonia when?
1908. Uh-huh. He was 37.
37? Mm-hmm. Can you remember the funeral?
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember the funeral?
He's buried in Woodstock, Vermont. Yes, I remember going to the funeral.
So you had to leave Duane and go way over to Vermont.
Well, yes, we went. You see, my mother was left alone with three little girls, and my aunt, who had quite a bit of money, said if she would let my father be buried back in Woodstock with the rest of the cloths, that she was going to pay all funeral expenses. So that's how he happened to be buried there.
Hmm. He died in the winter?
No, in July. Uh-huh.
So you took horse and buggy from Duane. And you got the train in Malone?
Took the train in Malone. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Was the funeral in a church in Vermont?
No, I think it was a funeral chapel I had there. I don't remember who it was, but... Uh-huh. That's where he is.
How long did you stay in Vermont after that?
Oh, we came right back.
And then your mother had to take care of you three girls.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Till she married again. She married again, so... Then she worked hard all her life.
What was this house like up here? The third house you were in, where your father died.
Well, Robert, it's been a long time since I've been in it. I don't know if I'll ever go in it again, but my mother had quite a lot done to it, and there's a kitchen, dining room, big living room, a double living room, and three bedrooms upstairs.
How was it furnished?
Hmm?
How was it furnished?
Well, furniture like they had those days. There was no overstuffed things like that, but rocking chairs and stands and and a big table in the dining room and chairs around it and a china closet. And
the tables, would they usually open up and you could put a leaf in?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you still kept your kerosene lights, of course.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any lights with big china globes on them?
Yes, a lot of them did. Yes, they had one over the dining room table and they had one in the front room, too. Mm-hmm.
Did you eat in the dining room usually up there?
Mm-hmm.
Ever eat in the kitchen?
No, it's not big enough. Mm-hmm. Kitchen very small.
At any of the three houses you lived in as a child, did you have running water inside?
No.
They always had outhouses?
Yes, always had outhouses.
Mm-hmm. Did they use tablecloths in those days?
Mm-hmm.
How about their knives and forks?
Well, tablecloths, if you had company, but usually an oilcloth on the table for every day. Mm-hmm. Oh, they had good silver. Good.
Did you have closets in the bedrooms?
Have what?
Closets in the bedrooms. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How were the houses around here? Were they mostly painted in Duane that time?
Most of them, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was there any part of town that was worse than the other parts, you know, for looks?
Why, I don't think so, Robert. It was all about the same. Everybody used to keep their houses up pretty good. Mm-hmm.
Did your mother plant shrubs and trees around the house?
Yeah, rose bushes and.
Mm-hmm. Were there any log cabins in Duane?
Bill Center had one up here. I forgot, left him out. Up the other side of Bill Spriggs's. Bill Center had a log cabin.
Mm-hmm. You ever inside it? Mm-hmm. Were you ever inside?
No.
What did it look like on the outside?
Well, it was just logs, all plaster or something in between.
Mm-hmm. Was it neat around the cabin?
Mm-hmm.
Was it neat around the cabin?
Yeah.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Was this building on the corner here, this log building, next to the hotel?
That wasn't there then. There used to be a house there, I don't know, but they built it all over. And then when Mr. Savage bought it, well, he made a regular log cabin out of it. Mm. But they live in Florida, and I don't know if they even keep the taxes up on it or not. Somebody probably does.
The Selkirks had their hotel then, didn't they, up on the Meacham Road?
Selkirks?
Yeah, they had a hunting lodge and a hotel, didn't they?
No, there weren't no Selkirks up there. The Selkirks all down this way.
Mm. Wasn't there a family that had a hunting lodge on the Meacham Road, on the right-hand side? And they had, they were famous for their food.
There's a Meacham Lake house. There was two Meacham Lake houses. I've got the pictures of them here somewhere. Did you ever get any books from North Country Life from Saranac Lake?
No.
You can go way, 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 way back if you could get them, because I have them. I had one of Schroeder in the place over that, and I gave it to Mr. Perry, but I've got one right here now of Meacham Lake with the two houses on it. Mm-hmm. But they were hotels. They were run as hotels. Mm-hmm. But there never was any Selkirks up that way. The Selkirks were all down here. Of course, they run a boarding house when they had their sawmill. Well, Mabel Selkirk and George run the boarding house. People used to come up, that's this way, this side. Well, there was C.B. Ladd and Prescott Oily, built so many. Mabel Selkirk was a wonderful cook. Well, I'll tell you right where she was. You know where Sylvia Glasgow is now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was the old Selkirk place, George Selkirk place. She was a wonderful cook, and people used to come from Malone to eat her meals, drive with a horse and buggy.
Mm-hmm.
She was a wonderful cook.
She had a boarding house?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you ever eat there?
Hmm?
Did you ever eat there when she was cooking?
Well, I guess I probably, yes, I used to. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What was her table like? What was her cooking
well,
like?
Well, it was just a long table, and nobody had anything too fancy, but clean and neat and tablecloths on and wonderful, wonderful cook.
What would she make?
Oh, she made pies and you could get a whole meal of most anything you wanted. Of course, people raised their own beef and pork pigs and they canned a lot of that stuff. And you had to if you kept it, you know, because people didn't have freezers in those days. But she was a wonderful cook. You get most any kind of a meal. And the only telephone at that time was over here at Miss Woods's. The postmistress had a telephone. There wasn't another telephone in town.
Mm-hmm. Did people go over there to make calls?
Yeah. If they wanted to get a doctor or anything, that's where they would go.
Mm-hmm. Were the roads, was the main road dirt?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did your house up here on the dirt road have porches?
Have porches?
Mm-hmm.
No, not until later on when my mother had some built.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a little teeny side porch in the front. That's all.
Did most of the other houses have porches on them?
Well, small porches, nothing very elaborate. People weren't really work for their living in those days.
What age did you start school?
What age did I start school? Mm-hmm. 8.
They started a little later then than you now.
Yes, people, children in those days didn't start. There was no Head Start and such things as that. They never started. But you had to start school by the time you was 8 years old. That was the law. Mm. Now, I had to walk from the tenement house down there to the school down here. That was quite a walk for a little girl.
Right at the corner of the new road.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's where I first went to school.
Before that, did you play outdoors most of the time?
Oh, yes. We had sleds and we played outdoors.
What were some of the games you played in the summer?
Oh, I spy. Oh, I don't know, usual. But we didn't have the things to play with then that we do now. But I'm going to tell you that children made their own enjoyment more than the children do nowadays. We could get together and have a lot of fun over nothing. But I spy, I suppose, was the thing we played outdoors the most of anything. No, when I was little, at Christmas time, if I got a picture, a little picture, maybe my doll that I had the year before, dressed up over again, and a bag of candy, some peanuts, maybe an orange, that was my Christmas. And the rest were the same way.
Did they have a Christmas tree in those days?
Oh, yes, we always had a Christmas tree.
Uh-huh.
Decorated usually with old popcorn balls we made ourselves. And
all right.
We didn't have much decorations.
Did presents come wrapped?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did they tell you about Santa Claus?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
I believed in Santa Claus once.
Did you have a big dinner on Christmas Day?
Always. It was a big meal.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkin pies and mince pies and rolls and everything, you know, that could be cooked.
Mm-hmm. Did your father keep chickens?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, everybody had to keep hens and cows and something. You wouldn't have no milk or nothing if you didn't. There was no store. Well, George Chanette did run a store up here, but he didn't sell milk.
How about stockings? Did you hang them up before
Christmas?
Oh, yes,
always hung them. I hung my stocking up, Robert, till I was 16 years old. And my uncle put a rotten apple in it, and I never hung it up again.
Why do you suppose he put a rotten apple in it?
Well, because I was such a big girl, and big as I am now, pretty near. And he wanted to be funny. So, no, I used to love to hang up my stocking.
What did they usually put in the stockings when you were younger?
Oh, I don't know. You'd get some peanuts, and you'd get apples, and things, some little things, maybe a little small doll, anything that would fit in a stocking. You'd always get something. Mm-hmm. But everybody used to hang their stocking. Did you ever hang up your stocking?
Mm-hmm. They sell them in the stores nowadays, so that you can hang them. You don't hang up your own stockings that you wear.
No. No, they have all fancy ones.
But you hung up the ones you wore.
I have hung up what I wore. Mm-hmm.
How was Easter special?
What?
How was Easter special? Was there anything special done on Easter?
Oh, well, usually, I don't know. We had chicken and we usually had a special dinner on all holidays.
How about New Year's?
Same. Mm-hmm.
Did they celebrate New Year's very much?
Not so much as they did Christmas, no.
Do you remember anything they would do on New Year's?
No, there was no place much to go. Maybe families would get together or something like that, but nothing special.
Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy going to the school down here?
Mm-hmm. I always enjoyed going to school anywhere.
Who were the teachers?
I don't remember all of them. There was Ethel Doty. She's dead now. She married Alvy Hose. And there was Eunice Boyce. I'll tell you something I never did forget. The Stickneys lived down there, too. Grace Stickney. With Bombards. Grace Stickney, Isaac Bombard took something off in her desk one day, and she said, she raised her hand and she said, "Teacher, whatchacallem has took my whatchacallit." I never forgot that. And then after that, we moved up here. We had Grace Elkert as teacher and Ethel Hoos that was married then. And we had her too. And we had one man teacher, Harmon Mitchell. He licked every boy in school, but he didn't whip the girls. Over here, I went to school here when Elmer did.
Mm-hmm. What were the teachers like, mainly, or in the school down below here?
What were they like?
Yeah.
Why, I don't know, everybody wore long skirts and shirt waist and... Well, you learned the usual thing, reading, writing, and arithmetic. And there wasn't a lot of things that were taught like you get now. Mm-hmm. Geography, physiology, I called it.
What was your favorite subject?
Oh, I think spelling. We used to have spelling bees in school. Mm-hmm. Most every Friday. Well, I always liked to read, too. I always read a lot.
Who usually won the spelling bees?
Well, I think I did. I was always a good speller, uh-huh, most of the time.
What kind of a teacher was Eunice Boyce? Was she good?
What kind of what?
A teacher was Eunice Boyce. Was she good?
Mm-hmm. She was a nice teacher. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Ethel Hose was a very nice teacher. Her name was Ethel Doty then. Yeah, she was nice. No, I don't remember having any teachers. There was Cora Herrica over here. But what was all, she was kind of strict. Grace Elkert was kind of strict, too. But they were good people.
What kind of desks did you have?
Well, I don't know. The ones over here, and that down there too, were about that long. The seats were too, could sit in a seat. And they were quite long. You could lift up the top and put your books down the bottom. And I don't know where all those desks have gone, or whether they're in that school or not.
Did you have inkwells? Inkwells?
Yeah.
Did you use pen and ink when you were in school?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you have slates?
Yeah, I had slates.
Did they give you homework to take home at night?
No, sometimes we wanted to, but no, we didn't as usual get homework to take home.
Did you work at home on paper or on slates?
Slates, mostly. I'll tell you, Robert, the roads was never too good. You couldn't carry a lot of things home with you. You carried your dinner in a dinner pail, and the girls all wore leggings, what they call leggings. Nobody wore slacks. Leggings, it would button up the sides. And by the time you get all them clothes on, carried your dinner pail, well, you didn't have much strength to carry anything else. And you never knew whether the roads was going to have that much snow. Or, you see, they didn't plow them in those days. They had a roller that rolled them. There'd be a couple teams of horses on and roll them down. And then the spring of the year, when the snow would begin to melt, sometimes you could go right down through, your foot would go down through that far. But they rolled the roads, they didn't use to plow them.
Who were some of the students in school with you?
Why, Ray, Havington, my sister Katie. Oh, the Bombard boys down that way. Grace Stickney, and over here, let me see, there was Elmer, and oh, some of the Tennyson girls, and Violet Garland, and Wesley and Harold. And the Perkins girls. And then there was a Jace Haskins lived down here at the foot of the hill, his girls, and one boy, Leonard. It was a big school.
Were the boys unruly?
Well, once in a while, we had one man teacher that used to straighten them out, take them right across his knee and spank them like, put his foot upon the hearth of the stove and take them right, these boys right across his knee and spank their rear ends right. Well, they didn't do anything very serious.
What'd they do at recess?
Oh, go out and play games.
Like what?
I spy. I don't remember playing anything else.